You were in Beijing with President Trump recently. Can you take us through your trip on Air Force One and the meetings on the ground? What are some of your biggest takeaways?
First of all, it was a great honor to represent the United States, and it was a great honor for me to accompany President Trump. He called me in the morning. He didn't realize I wasn't going, and he insisted I get on the plane and go. And so I packed up in a hurry. He called me in the morning as he was leaving, and he thought I was in Washington, D.C. to jump on Air Force One, but I was in the West Coast. And so he told me, just, meet me in Alaska. And so I flew to Alaska, jumped on Air Force One, and went to China. I was there with 16, I think, other CEOs, and it represents quite a large collection of great companies, from consumer electronics, of course, to industrials and automotive, and all the way to financials and biotech. And so it was a large collection of industry that was represented. And the conversations were really, really welcomed President Xi, Premier Li Qiang, were extremely welcoming, and they spoke about cooperation and a stable relationship, and that China would be an open market and even more wide open than before, encouraged investment, and then we were there to really represent the United States, support the president, and they had wonderful meetings. They were extremely cordial. The feelings were great, and the pomp and circumstance and all of the festivities were quite impressive. But that was it. That was basically it. I was there for a couple of days. We didn't sleep for a couple of days, and then when President Trump left to go back home, I went to Old Town Beijing to enjoy some nice meals.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah, it was. People were very nice, and anyhow, it was a really, really great experience.
But reports suggest that China hasn't purchased any of the NVIDIA's H200 chips, despite U.S. export approval. So you have also said that NVIDIA has stepped back from China, as it pushes for its own chips. Could that actually eventually make China your greatest rival?
Well, China is going to be everybody's greatest rival. I mean, that goes without saying, because they have such an extraordinary local market that is completely uniform. Just like the United States, every single state speaks English. China, every province speaks Chinese. And that's a substantial advantage versus Europe, where every single country speaks a different language. Or countries where everybody speaks the same language, but the market's not very big. And so these two countries, United States and China, have a substantial advantage because of that reason. Large population, very well educated. The science, technology, and math of Chinese students is extraordinary, and they produce it at very high volumes, large volumes. Tsinghua universities and many of the other universities are world-class in science and technology today. And so one, you have to recognize the country is large. It has a uniform culture, and they have really treasured and valued science and technology. The companies are very competitive, super vibrant, incredible companies from Alibaba to Xiaomi to Tencent, Baidu, and these amazing companies, large and also so many small companies that are so vibrant. And so I think it goes without saying that China's pace of innovation and its own natural resources, including its people and its culture, will almost certainly guarantee that China will compete with every industry, and they are very competitive. And so I think that goes without saying. With respect to us, we're not stepping back from China. I would say that the Chinese government, when we were banned from going to China through export controls, it left a vacuum that the Chinese companies were able to fill. And as a result, Huawei and many of the startup companies in China had record years. They are now growing at an incredible pace. And in our absence, even though NVIDIA's technology is better, it is, in our absence, available technology is the best you can get, and it's plenty good. And so I think my only statement was that the Chinese government is understandably, as every government would and should, encourage and want to have conditions for their local companies to be successful. However, I also believe that NVIDIA could add an enormous amount of value to the Chinese market. And it's good for the United States, and President Trump has been very clear that he wants American companies to succeed all over the world, just as every country should.